You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is crossover time, and on a Friday, that means we are sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. Let's welcome in Dan Dibley and Mark Willard, and of course
the fellas.
On a Friday, we'll have the What's Bugging You segment, also sponsored by ATCO Pest Control.
Boys, Steiny looking good in the it's not a sweater, it's a pink pullover.
It's a piece. They call it a piece. Yeah. Nice piece.
On his way to the bayou.
Yeah.
Pink pullover club.
Showing everybody your piece, huh? Yeah. All right. Nice.
Not quite.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Not quite.
What time's your flight?
I'm not even sure.
Oh. There you go.
It's one of those.
4:30?
What, are you got a driver or something?
No, I'm going to take Bart down to the airport.
Okay. I don't know what time
he's got somebody that booked the flight.
I just got something from United Airlines. We'll see you soon. Flight to New Orleans departs at 4:38.
Oh, okay. You got to be on the move.
I hope PM.
Well, you're in the city.
I mean, how long does it take to get to the airport from here on Bart?
40 minutes.
Really?
30 minutes?
I mean, I told you should have took today.
Oh, damn.
Evan and I should, and we would have.
I'll go with 28.
You're on Bart at 2:33. You're off Bart at 3:09. You're fine. No.
Bart's right down the street.
Yeah, it's right. It's a block away. I take it every day. You do too.
Almost
every day. Where's your luggage?
Not there.
Yeah.
I'm there for a day. It's more like a bag.
Yeah.
It's parents' weekend, right?
And homecoming.
It's been delivered.
Well, yeah. Okay. All right.
It's been delivered.
You like this one.
Will Richard is carrying it to the airport.
Perfect. Right. Actually, you guys can help me with this.
Cheers.
So, I don't know if you heard, but we're this going to New Orleans. We're surprising Mary Page. Did you know that?
Oh, God.
No, but I know what her reaction is going to be. What the hell are you doing here?
No.
He missed yesterday.
It's parents' weekend.
Correct.
But she doesn't know you're coming?
That's correct.
And tell her what's going on, how she's handling it.
She must clearly be of the opinion that you're not coming.
Correct.
And taking it hard.
I would imagine that. Yeah,
well, okay.
Is she feeling a certain way?
I can do this pretty quickly. Right, 3 months ago, she's at home, and I say, hey, when's parents' weekend? Get down to the bayou.
Were you actually clapping when you did
probably.
That?
Probably. Yeah, I probably was.
All right.
And, Susan says, that's a freshman thing. You know, she's a sophomore now. They don't do that. And she really didn't. She was like, yeah, whatever. Anyway, 2 weeks ago or a month ago, we decided let's surprise her for parents' weekend. Well, since then, the last 2 days, she's been calling her mom saying, I'm really depressed you're not coming.
Oh.
And kind of crying on the phone.
Yeah.
So the decision was, should I just
let tell the her, cat look, out we're of the coming?
I told him to hit her on the side for moms and say, we're coming. Don't tell moms.
Well,
You'll appreciate this. Yeah, okay. Meanwhile, Susan, I'm like, let's just tell her. And she's like, no.
Laughing.
She's just being overly dramatic. And I'm like, oh, no, we got it.
So talk about the text today.
I know his daughter. Yeah. And so I don't know her very, very well, but I've known her since she was two. And I know that when she was two, he and I walked through his house on our way to the backyard to hang out. And we were saying nothing to each other or her. And we walked by the TV and we stopped and she looked at us and said, no, daddy, no. And I was like, and I looked at him and he looked at me and he's like, let's go. Let's keep going. So if she needs to have a little bit of a tough time with something, I'm here for it.
No, daddy, what? Like, what?
No, daddy, nothing.
She just said no.
She just didn't want, like, but what did she
want me?
She didn't want you.
In the room? Anywhere.
Maybe she didn't want you to go to the backyard. Maybe she didn't want Dan Dibley in your house.
I would have taken it.
Trust me. It wasn't even like, hey, Paige, you need to have your snack. Daddy. It was an unmitigated, unprovoked, no, daddy, and with the strength.
She was speaking for her mama.
On the strength. Yeah. Whatever. So,
but tell about the call today you got from
Lyft,
her.
A Lyft would be faster.
No.
To the airport from downtown?
I mean, six of one, half dozen of the other.
Tell her about what she did today. Your daughter. What she said today. That was yesterday. She was distraught.
She said, what did you get today? I'm so depressed.
I would have just called her on the side. Willard.
It's tough when the kid is in distress and you
the
have
the baby girl.
You have the elixir and then you don't give it to her.
Oh, I would have did
That's
it.
Tough. It's tough.
Don't
but,
tell your mom I told you before coming.
But are you giving up, Goo, what could stand to be a highly memorable moment?
But is it going to be worth it with the anguish she's going through yesterday and today, dude?
It's tough.
If she finds out you're coming, I can play it. I'll get my act on for moms.
I wonder about the past performances of Steiny and his partner. Like, he has an older daughter who's now married. How many of her family weekends did you go to for Josie?
Well, it was at Cal, so it was a lot easier.
Did you go 4 for 4?
Probably not.
And for your middle daughter, Grace.
Once or twice.
Because she was in England. Yeah. I could tell you that I went 0 for 8 for my kids.
Parents' weekend?
Hit the pike. I'm going to fly
not
down.
Not once?
Whatever.
0 for 8.
Rat's ass, dude.
I'm 0 for 0.
Come on.
I look at you. Yeah. Like, I what about this? Y'all ever been in one of those games where the military person comes back and the family has no idea.
I've witnessed that. That's incredible.
Right. Like, so this is kind of a... Steiny, you're in a lightweight version here. We don't know before the game if that wife and kid have been crying every day for 14 days.
That's a good point.
Right. And the Golden State Warriors just kept it from them.
Right. That's true.
I mean,
that is true.
That's extreme,
like,
we know that Bob's
coming home, and we're not going to tell
that's
you.
That's true.
And what's your plan for the surprise moment? Because you fly at 4:30-ish, which means you land at probably 9:30 or
10:30.
Right. And so if she is, like, awake, she's probably out and about.
Yeah, she's got a group of friends and their parents are coming in, so they're including her in whatever they're doing.
Right,
and they know
know where they'll be at.
Do the other parents
11.
Know you're coming?
Yes, and I think she might know, but
you think she is?
I'd be surprised if her little sophomore friends at college could keep their mouths shut.
But it sounds like they have.
I know. So we'll see how
this
plays
is great.
Out.
I love it.
All right, Brock Purdy.
Yeah, he's the quarterback in the Niners.
Yeah.
Well, but for how long? Willard, seriously,
here's my question.
He's not
you guys.
Playing for his job.
This is my campy, silly
answer.
And I heard the morning show making fun of me for
what they say.
I think they used the word that I was always trying to slurp up the team. I think that's what Shasky said.
Oh,
like there's one of those where I literally got. You ever do this where you get in the car?
Oh, yes.
And you hit the button and the thing comes on and the first thing, like Willard's always slurping on the night. I'm like, oh my god,
hey, it's happened to you.
I still
boy.
Have
yeah.
gunk in my yeah, eyes. Can you let me wake up?
It's happened to me.
All good. But. The discourse right now, and I do not just mean you two, but the discourse sounds to me so much like all the things that could go wrong.
Mm.
And I keep thinking to myself, and maybe this is the screw that's loose in my head.
Mm.
What about all the things that could go right? I firmly believe that the 49ers on December 14th will be at least 9-5, maybe 10-4. They are better than these teams. And I am not nervous about Brock Purdy
messing
like
it
some
up.
Some of the scenarios that you throw out today, Steiny, I'm like,
wonderful.
Well, but it's not like the concept that Brock would come out and look like he's throwing with his left arm and has never played quarterback, and the Niners will lose multiple games because of him. No, you were throwing.
I never said because of him. Said, I'm throwing scenarios
out. They're hypotheticals. Right. I'm not saying that they're, but they are so far-fetched.
What do you mean?
The idea, like, even
what if he comes back and he looks like he looked the first two games he quarterbacked this year?
Well, first of all, the first game of the year, they won. And Shanahan seems to believe he played a very good game.
All right.
But even the Jacksonville game, he turned the ball over. It wasn't a good performance, but it wasn't like laughably awful, like he looked like a Browns quarterback or something.
So I guess
has Brock ever looked like that? Maybe on Christmas against Baltimore. Do people want to bring that up? Has Brock ever gone out and you're just like, he looks incompetent?
Well, he's got to look better than Mac, doesn't he?
His worst game was Baltimore.
Actually, yeah, and I thought on Christmas. I don't not like in game one.
But no, but that's my
question. And Mac is not a one thing. Mac has looked different every time he's played. Some have been, and same thing. Never has he been laughably bad.
No.
I'd argue the last time he played Arizona, he wasn't very good.
So you didn't like when I said, would you let Brock Purdy quarterback you out of the playoff race?
Like, this is what I took offense to.
Well,
I mean, what does that mean?
Well, okay, I tell you what it means. Right. Like, Guru said, well, he's a starting quarterback no matter, like, for the rest of the year, no matter what. And I was like,
if he's healthy.
If he's healthy. And I was like, you know, what does my mind go to? You going to let him quarterback them to a 1-6 finish?
I mean, probably
not. What if he goes
not.
33 for 39 and they lose 42 to whatever it was last week?
Guru is that, kept saying that.
Is that right. him quarterbacking them you. Out of the
I'm
playoffs?
Listening. I'm hearing you.
So, Steiny, I do think that your hypothetical is intriguing and it's kind of fun, but it all depends on how it looks. And if you want to look at last night and a quarterback who's quarterbacking himself out of the league, Justin Fields is
awful.
Not a quarterback.
I'm sorry.
The last time a team had this few yards per game passing was him in Chicago. So that is him quarterbacking, not a team out of the playoffs because the Jets aren't very good anyway, but he's quarterbacking himself out of the league.
I'm
so.
The president of the black quarterback delegation,
you are,
and we got
BPD.
Rid of him. That was offensive. He should be a receiver. I'm saying it all. I tried to write, he's not a quarterback.
He's so bad.
And I tried to defend him.
He's been so bad this
year.
Dude,
what was that, Diz, that you went there? Rich B,
honestly,
my buddy, hit me like, this is awful.
He's Taysom Hill. Like,
wow.
If you had him as Taysom Hill, it'd be like, man, this dude's a great
Taysom
player.
Taysom Hill.
He also has nothing. He has... First of all, I don't think they have a good play calling. I don't think they've got a good offensive line.
They've got nothing.
But now we're talking about multiple spots.
Yeah, when he does uncork a good throw, this A.D. Mitchell guy from Indy lets the ball go right through his hands.
Man.
Garrett Wilson is hurt. These are not excuses. He's been awful,
but
he has nothing.
Right.
The organization, the only thing they had, they gave away last week.
Yeah, and I only bring it up to talk about Brock Purdy. No.
Yeah.
If Brock Purdy can go out and play great and they can lose, he can play bad and they can win.
Sure.
So all of the nuance of it, Steiny, and you're a man of nuance and you love it. I do think that you have to look at how it looks and how they do before we start to make these big statements.
I'll buy your premise. No, it's not Sharpie done. He starts every game the rest of the year. I don't think that's true necessarily for anyone.
But why?
But the concept of either one of them going out against this schedule and just both of them, suddenly being so bad in this offense, I don't see that as viable. That's like...
That's fair, but what about, like, I think turnovers are going to be important. Like, if he can't turn the ball over, that's one thing... Mac Jones did pretty well, right?
He did
ball
pretty
security.
Well. Yeah, absolutely.
And at least in the two games, like that's kind of what I'm thinking about. Like he could actually play pretty well, but I think earlier this year he had two picks and a fumble in a game. Like
That was the Jacksonville game, right? Yep.
Like that, it can't be sloppy like that.
So, Will, would you be disappointed if they somehow lose to Arizona after we know the Arizona game they could easily won with Fred Warner here? Would you be upset? And I know it's hard to ask you that without knowing what happened. But if they come back without a win against this Cardinal team,
I'd be disappointed. I can't tell you yet about upset until I see the scenario that leads to it. But Arizona is super banged up.
That's what Johnny was saying.
Mentally as well. Like, they've kind of gone sideways. They're actually not that bad of a team, but, like, you'll remember the game against Tennessee earlier this year. Like, they've done some things that have just ruined their season and
blown some games,
ruined their sideline and ruined their vibe, and now they're in quarterback hell. And so you're kind of going after the wounded gazelle here.
Mm-hmm.
Still, they're viable. Like, Brissett's not terrible, and the Niner defense is not good. They're dangerous. They're dangerous. It's a football game.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, live on the free Odyssey app, and now coming to you from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city. If you hear something scratching in your walls, that's not the house settling. It's rodents moving in. Once they find warmth, they make themselves at home and cause damage fast. ATCO Pest Control removes them, closes entry points, and helps keep them out for good. Keep your space protected this fall at atcopestcontrol.com. ATCO Pest Control, your defense against unwanted guests. Mention you heard about ATCO Pest Control on the What's Bugging You segment, and you get $10 off any rodent treatment this month. Let's start with Mark.
Yeah, thank you. I do want to go first. I know a lot of times we do something kind of just like light and fun
all day.
I have something very, very specific to get out there, to get off my chest. It's near and dear to my heart. It is near and dear, very much so, to my wife's heart, her daughter's. And so this message is directed at the superintendent of Tamalpais High School District, Dr. Courtney Good, and her entire school board. She just took over this summer. So she's a brand new superintendent, and she is on the verge of making a horrible, horrible decision. And as always, when you take over a new job and you're the boss, what's the first thing? Budget cuts, right? That's the first thing they want to do. And once again, what happens when people in charge get the idea of budget cuts? They go right after those who, in my opinion, need that budget the most. So Dr. Good just took over, and here come the budget cuts. So the proposal on the table would merge two of the district's smaller but specialized schools, okay? This is in southern Marin County, okay? One of those schools is Tamascal High School. It's an independent study program that has helped out both of my stepdaughters in an immeasurable way, changed their lives. My son attended there for a time, too. They want to merge that independent study school with San Andreas, which is a closed campus, because that is for the safety and well-being of the students that need that program. These programs are both necessities. They are both not at all the same. In fact, in many ways, the students who need one of these programs, they need the opposite things that the other programs' students need. So blending them together is flat out irresponsible. Mm. I don't want to get overly wordy here, but here it is. Mm. The bottom line, and in corporate America or whatever, we've all experienced this. This is yet another example of when budget cuts are needed, they go right to those who don't have the power or the voice or the standing, and they take the resources from those who need it most. I have watched this school work magic with my own eyes and my own heart. There are a thousand ways to cut budgets, especially in Marin County, where resources are often overflowing, as we know. So you have to please stop taking the resources from those who need it most. This proposal calls for the entire budget cut to come from those two schools and not touch the other three. So to all of our listeners, I ask you to help us save Tamascal High School by sending an email to Dr. Courtney Good. Her email address is cgood, that's good with an E, cgoode at tamdistrict.org. Write save Tamascal. If you need more info on that, or if you need that address again, DM me on Instagram. It's MT Willard. I'll give you more information off the soapbox. Thank you for the time.
No, it's great. And it's funny the way you laid that out, because my sister, Hurricane Gail, shout her out, she went to San Andreas. Yep. And she went there because she got thrown out of Drake High School as a sophomore for punching the third baseman of Santa Fe High. The third baseman at Santa Fe High was saying to my sister, oh, after the game, I'm going to beat you up. I'm going to beat you up. And my sister's like, cool. All right. So post game,
bring it.
This girl's like bebopping along, like walking to the parking lot. And my sister's like, what? And the third baseman of the other team was like, oh, I was just kidding. And Gail's like, I wasn't. Bam! Right in the face.
Two-piece.
My parents got actually a bill from the other girl's dentist for like, whatever, $72. It was the 80s. God. And Gail got kicked out, and she went to San Andreas. But to your point, Temescal is more for the, I'm having a hard time studying and learning. You go here. San Andreas, bad boy, bad boys. Okay. What you going to do? So you're going to combine a school. And I'm not saying that my sister was bad, but I'm saying my sister was bad.
These
one of the classes she had was actually smoking 101.
Come on, Dibs.
They were allowed to smoke at school.
These scenarios and these sets of kids and their needs, they're completely different.
Totally different.
So to dump them together is so, it's irresponsible. It's dismissive. Y'all should ever see what a graduation looks like at one of these schools. It's very different. It's not just, yay, let's throw a hat in the air and go have a fancy dinner.
It's real.
These are people who are in tears because these schools saved their lives.
When is this supposed to take effect?
Well, the board meeting is Tuesday night, and they are trying to push this through quickly, obviously, because of the time of year and whatnot. So we're
I'm rooting for y'all.
We're on alert on
My sister actually got an A-minus in license plate making. And she got a B+ in rock pile.
That sounds like the pin. Yeah.
Totally.
Anyway.
I'm trying to lighten it up.
Appreciate it. Yes. Onward.
I'll lighten it up. Oh, go ahead, Stein.
Mine's going to be.
You already.
So I'm wearing Birkenstocks today, which a lot of people apparently find funny.
I was one of them.
As a 60-year-old.
Yeah.
And
it's closed-toed, though. You gotta
and it's raining.
It is closed-toed. And I have socks on. And I'm taking a flight. You realize you have to untie your shoes, then put them back on if you take a flight.
That's why I had my flip-flops on. You ripped me.
Bare feet. Yeah, you ought to be ashamed. I have socks on, and they're comfortable to travel in. So Evan started me off on the wrong foot today by going, what are those?
I'm pun intended.
They are
nice.
They are they're traveling shoes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, there you go. That was what I'm bugging me.
Closed toe with socks? Allow it.
Thank you.
Even if it's raining, guys?
And I'm out.
Look out the window.
Yeah. Well, 75
this morning.
Sunny.
Sure. And what if it start raining?
And it is here, too. It's beautiful. All right. I short-sleeved it on the walk today through the city.
I'm going to get mine.
I'm just sensitive because my wife, my new wife now, has me dressing up for flights. Yeah. And I was always like, jammies and flip-flops.
Seriously.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm with you.
I'll just tell you what's, but my boy Galen Fanny. Shout out, AA Concrete. When you ask people for a betting tip and they get it wrong because you use it, you cannot have the license to send a threatening text message, show that you're mad. Do your own homework. But I'm noticing my friends are asking me for some plays. I give them. They don't hit. But I wouldn't dare do that to the numerous people that I ask, hey, what are you thinking? So I'm just noticing a lot of people are doubling back. I gave my boy Galen a winner, I thought, and it didn't come through. And I look down and get a text message saying, thanks a lot. If you're going to ask for tips, do your own homework or research, but don't get mad at your friend for giving you what they thought was a lock if it loses. I just, that's whack to me, and yeah. I'm getting a lot of it.
Yeah.
Paid the goal.
But, you know, like, come on, man.
I get it.
It's my fault.
Yeah, I had the Jets plus 12 and a half last night.
No, I'm laughing.
By 13. You know, they all were laughing. Yeah. They did a whole big thing on Fade the Denver. Okay. Well, I don't want to be the guy to bring it all, like, way, way down, but it has to be said, and what's bugging me is not only guns in society, but it's guns in Oakland, and it's what happened 2 days ago at Skyline High, and it's what happened yesterday at Laney College over there in Oakland, and John Beam, who many of you know, and if you didn't know him, it's too bad because he was amazing, and I cut my teeth, as Steiny did, in this business covering high school sports, and one of the high school teams I covered was Skyline High in the late 80s, the 90s, and the 00s, and John Beam was the head coach, and if you ever watched Last Chance U, you know who John Beam is, and yesterday he was just going about his business as the athletic director, and he's sitting in his office in the field house at Laney College over there in Oakland by the lake, and somebody came in, a young man who's 27 and now in custody, and he just shot him in the head, and Coach Beam, unfortunately, today passed away.
Wow, man.
And, you know, he is one of these people that you aspire to be. He has worked in Oakland for 40 years. He's inspired multiple generations of young people. He had chances to leave Oakland and take on bigger and better jobs, but he wanted to be here. And we look up right now at ESPN, and there it is.
Yep.
Breaking news. Last Chance U coach John Beam dies at age 66 after being shot on campus. The tragedy of Coach Beam is, I think, just a raindrop amid a storm of what's wrong and what's really bugging me. And it's the proliferation of guns. It's the gun violence. And it's also, guys, the desperation in Oakland. Steiny, you've lived there for 30 years now, and you see it firsthand. Goo, you're born and raised in the East Bay, and Mark, you've been around forever. It's like we're in a spot where young people are so desperate, and there's so much angst, and there's so much of an ability to have guns that these things happen. And so I'm just gutted. My thoughts go out to everyone touched by this, and obviously Coach Beam's family and so many people who he touched. And this one just hits different.
Yeah.
Somebody who was there for four decades.
And didn't leave and had the chance to lead a team.
And even when he retired from coaching last year, he stayed on as the athletic director. And this young man, I don't believe, ever played for him. I don't know what his connection with Beam was and what his anger toward him was, but this one just hits really, really super hard for me.
Yeah, I appreciate you pointing that out. I was with Steiny and Evan at the cafeteria, and we got the news. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
It's got to stop, Dibs.
Yeah.
Well, Godspeed to the family. Yeah. And I'm just going to let it there. Everybody try to have a great weekend. Love your family and friends on 95.7 The Game.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.